You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
It's Monday morning. The JSE has been open for just over half an hour, so it's time for the opening with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, I'm looking at my Stock Exchange News Service announcements page on sharenet.co.za, and there's half the announcements that there normally are, and none of the ones that are up there already are of any consequence. There's a little bit of fiddling here and there, but there's no results or anything. Is there some kind of holiday at the moment? Is it kids on holiday? What's going on over there?
Yeah, the private schools, if I just look into my trading room where the guys with kids sit, there's nobody, they're sitting there.
Really?
So everyone's taken a break, really. I think there are numbers during the week. I think tomorrow, for me, what's quite interesting is ShopRite's numbers.
Yes.
They've given the trading update, and I thought it was quite good. And since then, the share price, it's fallen back quite a lot since then. So you can tell which ones I'm long.
Yeah.
But you are looking forward to that tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll certainly cover that one with you in the afternoon with David Shapiro. But also tomorrow we've got, tomorrow's the 20th, right? Yeah, we've got final results from Avenge, BHP Billiton, Harmony, CAP, and as you say, ShopRite. And then later on in the week, on the 21st, we've got Clientel, Fortress A and Fortress B. This is actually quite a useful resource. It's the SA Market and Economic Calendar, which I haven't used before. You scroll down the front page of ShareNet and you'll find all that.
I'm old school. Inside the Sunday Times, inside the cover of the business day page, the business page, there's all the results and things which are expected for the week there.
Okay. We've got some more as well. I mean, actually, the June results are coming through thick and fast. We've got Bidcorp, Blue Label Telecoms, Italtal. Anyway, it goes on. Grindrod, Hulamin, Nepi, Rockcastle, Northams, and they're all on the 23rd. So the action will become a little bit more rarefied later on, but today looks really quiet indeed.
Quiet before the storm, yeah. Mm.
What is the market? What are you thinking about ShopRite? Are you going in long or short?
No, long, because, I mean, if you sit and study that trading update, now I've got some friends which are in the retail space, which I'll let them have a look. They look as though they've taken a lot of market share away from Pick and Pay and Woolies, to me. So what happened was the share was trading 145 Rand. The trading update came around. It was fantastic. There was a mad frenzy here. And the stock ran all the way to 167. And then slowly drifted lower. The market got a very short memory. Obviously, we've had our big sell-offs and what have you in the meantime, but the share's back at just around 140 Rand. I'll give you updated 141. So, I mean, if it was 160, you know, even if it goes back to 160, it's a worthwhile punt.
Yeah, it is indeed. Greg, do you ever go to the Checkers in Sandton City, that really big one on the ground level?
They're busy refurbishing it. And I actually stormed in there Saturday looking for something, and I got quite surprised. They've been working on it for quite some time. But I think that's what's really happening is they've positioned themselves to sort of take on the Woolies and Pick and Pay. And so they're refurbing a lot of their big anchor stores. But yeah, there's been work on that one at Sandton City. That's a giant one for a couple of months now. I think the opening days of beginning of September.
Let's have a look at some spot prices. 15.29 is the dollar rand. The British pound against the rand is 18.55, and the euro rand is 16.97, with the euro dollar 1.11 on the nose. Going down to the gold price, 15.08, which is down $4 per ounce. The platinum price is 8.51, which is up 2. And palladium, please, Greg.
Sure, up $8, 14.60. That's the best level we've seen in some time.
59.49 is the prevailing price of Brent crude oil, which is up 76 cents per barrel. And in the States on Friday, what did we have, Greg?
Yeah, stronger Dow. And we were talking on Friday afternoon, I wonder if we could hang on to those gains. The Dow finishing up 306 points, so that's quite solid. The Nasdaq up 129 points, and the S&P up 41 points. The Dow futures right now up another 208. So it looks like we've cobbled together a tiny little bull run here.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out of Mr. Trump. I don't know if it's linked to Mr. Trump's tweets, but he was coming out and saying we've got the best economy in the world. And he said last week he doesn't want to do a trade deal. He's not ready to do a trade deal with China. And yet over the weekend he reversed that and said we're about to do a deal. I don't know what to believe anymore.
It's just something interesting. I was reading an article on Friday night. I think I did send it to you, saying that he did sit down with the CEOs of the three biggest banks in the US, And just got some feedback from them, which is good to see that type of interaction where, you know, people think he's making these things up, but I'm sure he's got very, very clever advisors around him all the time.
Well, he'd have to have, because he wouldn't be able to understand with his intellect what the bankers were talking about, of course.
Yeah, and that's a debate for another time.
Greg, we're going to have to go straight to the top five major moves, as there's no new service announcements, no company results. So let's see what the opening salvos are like. Start with the top five on the upside, please.
Sure. This ACI is up 4.8%. I'll look into why. The Tuas is bouncing back, up 3.5%. I've got some thoughts there. Life Healthcare up 2.9%. Supergroup, I think, is reporting this week as well. I don't know how we missed that, but I saw someone saying on Twitter, up 2.8%. And Pepkor, the one in the Steinhoff stable, up 2.4%.
Okay, on the downside, we've got Sasol down again, this time to just below 260. That's down nearly 2%. Sappi, 1.8% weaker. Absa Group is a 0.6% downer. JSE Limited, down a third of a percent. And Sibanye is down a quarter. Gold shares have gone a bit quiet, Greg.
Yeah, it's been tracking sideways, really. The gold price, as you mentioned, they were going through the numbers. It's flattened out a little bit, sort of building a base just over 1,500 here. But we did have a spike towards 1520 and so on. So the market will be looking at that. Obviously, the Rand, 1528. But yeah, there's not a lot of news to move, these gold counters further up. I was looking at a note that was saying that Sibanye and Impala will possibly be moving into the top 40 in the next rebalance, which will be September. So that, you know, that can give some, but it just shows you, because Aspen is falling out, and it just shows you, I was just saying to one of the analysts here, how bad it is when your share prices sort of almost compounds the bad news. Aspen's share prices has collapsed, and on top of that, it's dropping out of the top 40 index, so less fund managers will have to buy it. And it's just salt into the wounds for them.
Yes, indeed. On that note, because these two shares were part of almost every show that we recorded last week, Greg, what are Aspen and Discovery doing this morning?
Yeah, Discovery's had a nice rally back from the lows. I just think the two worst points last week were just around 100 Rand, and it dipped into the 99s, trading at 111.27. It's up 0.5% for the day, but certainly up, obviously, 10% from the lows. The Aspen seems to have found a little bit of support, trading at 69 Rand 26. It's flat for the day. It did dip into the 65s. And then it was a SENS announcement. I can't remember if we spoke about it, but notification of just looking who it was. There was a beneficial owner that went over 5%, but that was Alan Gray.
Yes.
So I think that gave investors some comfort. But I wouldn't pin too much on that. They made a few mistakes of late.
Yes, indeed. That's a discussion for another time as well. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. He'll be back with a 5 o'clock shadow just after 5 o'clock. And that was the opening. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.